As a small business owner, have you ever felt overwhelmed by the pressure of choosing the right hire or leading a team? Or have you ever found yourself tolerating a bad hire because you fear trying and failing again as you repeat the hiring process? If so, you're not alone, and you are in the right place. Welcome to the Growing Your Team podcast. The Growing Your Team podcast teaches business owners like you to expand your unique business by teaching you to master the hiring and team management process. Hiring and managing a team does not have to be a challenge. You just have to learn to do it right. And the Growing Your Team podcast teaches you how to become a confident leader who hires right every single time. Now, let's jump into the show where each episode you will learn tips on how to identify what type of help you need on your team, how to source amazing candidates, how to conduct interviews that lead you to your ideal team member, how to onboard successfully, and how to lead every person in your business so you have a team of rock stars who you are happy to pay every single paycheck. So let's jump in and teach you how to hire like a pro. Hello, Jamie Van Kuyk here, and welcome back to the Growing Your Team podcast. Today, I want to talk about valuing the people in business that sometimes hide in the shadows. A lot of times in business, we recognize the people that are at the forefront. We recognize our salespeople. We recognize the people that are directly serving our clients. We recognize the people that are seen by those external to our business. But what about the really loyal, talented people that are doing all the work behind the scenes? And I know recently on a podcast that I was recording, I kind of brought this up a little bit. I don't think it's going to be out yet when this episode comes out. So listen up for it soon. But we talk about how a lot of times in corporations, especially large corporations, they do a lot of things to reward the salespeople. But everybody else who does the work that those salespeople sell, which makes it possible for those salespeople to have repeat business and sell those bigger contracts, don't always get recognized for the work that they do. And building off of that, I came across something else that made me realize that sometimes people go unnoticed and they are super loyal and obviously great at what they do because they're around for years. So let me tell you what brought this up and why we're going to talk a little bit more about this today. Back years and years and years ago, I got hooked on Grey's Anatomy. For anyone who has seen it, the very first episode that I had ever seen, I don't know, I think it's in season two or something, I walked into a friend's dorm room and it was the episode where Meredith Grey has her hand inside a body on top of, some sort of bomb type thing. I think it was like a bazooka shell or something like that. So the slightest movement could set it off. And I was just like, all hooked on the suspense of this episode. And I was like, what is this show? I have to watch it. And so for years, I watched every episode, not always as soon as it came out, but go and watch the streaming or, you know, the recording of it or anything because I had to watch it. And then as life happened and kids, I stopped watching it for the longest time. And probably about a little bit over a year ago, maybe a year and a half, maybe even 2 years ago at this point in time, I was looking for something to play just as background noise while I was doing some work late at night. You know, we all sometimes are doing that work that doesn't take a whole lot of thinking power. And for me, when I'm doing that work, I sometimes need some background noise and everything. And I can watch some things that don't take a whole lot of attention. So Grey's Anatomy, early seasons that I'd seen it all, some of the seasons I've seen multiple times, I'm like, great. Well, of course, then I got hooked again. And then I finally got to the point where I was watching episodes I had never seen before, got to those later episodes. And One of the days I was going to look at something. There was a character that I think was leaving, or I thought was leaving, or I was trying to figure out. Maybe I knew that they had left the show, and I was trying to figure out when. So I was going through IMDb, going through the cast to find out more dates or something about something with some character. And I noticed something that made me stop in my tracks and do a little bit of research. There is a character on Grey's Anatomy that is only has 6 people in the entire series that have been in more episodes than they have. And if you're not an obsessed fan that knows all the details, all the ins and outs, you might have no idea who this person is. Maybe after I say this, you'll be like, oh yeah, I recognize this person. Or if you look them up, you would recognize them. But it's not one of the main characters. It's not one of the characters who have this story arc and you learn about their lives and you get attached to them. It is simply, and I don't use that term like, yeah, they're nothing in there. But when it comes to the hierarchy of characters and shows, they are pretty much a background actor in a lot of ways. I think when I looked it up, like majority of the episodes they're in, they say absolutely nothing. They've had very few lines out of anything, but they are there. And it's one of the scrub nurses. There is a scrub nurse in Grey's Anatomy that there are only 6 characters of Grey's Anatomy at the time of this recording, according to IMDb, that have been in more episodes than this scrub nurse. They started with the series way back when it started, and I think from what I can see, they are still involved with the series. Once again, it's a character that has no lines, but they play a strategic part in some of the scenes. Grey's Anatomy, they do a lot of surgery, and this is, I think I used the word scrub nurse, and that's probably completely wrong, a surgical nurse. And they're handing over instruments, they're doing different things, they're there in the room, and they're making that scene as realistic as TV surgical scenes can be. They're helping to participate, but yet they often go unnoticed. You would probably never think of this person as one of the top repeat characters in the show. And to give you a little bit more information, this person's name is Anne Boki. She is from Asian descent. So if you go to look her up in Asian descent, a lot of times they put last name first. So if you look her up, you'll see Boki Anne. But she has been in over 260 episodes of Grey's Anatomy since it started in 2005. More impressive, she was actually a scrub nurse in real life. And at the time when her bio was written, which I don't know how accurate that is, so I don't know if she still is, was still working as a scrub nurse. So I guess when I used scrub nurse before, that it was the correct term, was working as a scrub nurse still helping with surgeries in Los Angeles. So she would go from being a nurse, being in real surgeries where real people's lives are being saved, to then walking on to the soundstage and being able to know how to act and know how to operate in those scenes because she was pulling it in from real life. She was really using that skills and talents and everything that drive her day to day. And once again, I just wanted to bring this up because here's this person that's been so involved with this show, but for most people's eyes, it goes unnoticed. So what I want to tell you and encourage you to do is notice those people if they're in your business. Recognize them. Because what makes them great? Well, first off, if it's someone like Anne Boki, who's been in 260 plus episodes over what the show's been on around 20 years or something like that. I think they're in their 20th season. They're dedicated. They might play a small part. Maybe for you, it's a part-time team member. Or it's a team member that if you have a seasonal business, comes in every year to help you out during that peak time and goes off and does something else during other times of the year. But they are dedicated. They are there when you need them. And what's the good things about dedicated employees, no matter how big or small their role is? You don't have turnover. You don't have to train someone new. You don't have to go find someone new to replace them and hope that they'll be as good as this person, hope they'll be as dedicated as this person. So realize that every person in your business provides value, whether they are seen by the outside client or not, and make sure you're recognizing it. Make sure you are shouting it from the rooftops when your employees have long retention, that you are thanking them and congratulating them on getting that far and everything, and showing them that while other people might have what we're going to say is quote unquote more important jobs because they interact with clients, that their job is just as important. Because let's face it, if their job is not just as important to making your business run as other positions, why have that job there? Why be paying someone that work? So their job is important. Helping them feel that you recognize them and help them feel valued is one of those things that you have to do as a boss. So if you have an Anne Boki in your organization, make sure you're recognizing them. Make sure they're feeling valued. Make sure if you do a lot of stuff to call out your client-facing team members on your social media or in your newsletters or whatever it is, that you're doing things to call out those non-client-facing team members as well. Because just because your clients don't know about them doesn't mean they shouldn't know about them. All right, so that's it for today. Just something quick, just a reminder of sometimes the people that make the biggest impact, sometimes the people that have the longest tenure can be the people that the eye that's not looking for them can fade into the background, can fade into the shadows and let other people take the spotlight. So don't let somebody take so much of the spotlight that it casts shadows on your other team members. Show them that they're valued, recognize them for their dedication, and when you do so, you're more likely to retain your team members and help them feel that what they're doing in your organization matters. And that wraps up this episode of the Growing Your Team podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to follow or subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss new episodes. And if your favorite podcast app has the ability, leave a review and let us know what you love about the show. As you wait for the next episode, be sure to follow Growing Your Team on Instagram at Growing Your Team, or head on over to growingyourteam.com to access more resources and learn how Growing Your Team can support you as you master the art of hiring.